Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
Galloway and Company on a football Friday on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. The big fella, Nate Newton, Super Bowl champion from the Dallas Cowboys, six-time Pro Bowler, wanted to stick around. Normally not here on a Friday, but he heard that our next guest was going to be on, and he wanted to defend Valley Ranch.
We'll do it.
Because our next guest is one of the best comedians in the country. He will be in Dallas, by the way, for the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so if the Eagles happen to somehow pull off the win on Sunday, you can beat him down face to face. Kevin Hart returns you to Galloway and Company. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. Kevin Hart, a.k.a. Eagles fanatic, a.k.a. cowboy ass kicker. That's what I go by. Okay, those are my new nicknames, Nate, and I said it.
Okay.
And if I was there, I'd say it to your face.
Okay, Kevin, all I want to say is this, right? How's your family doing? Is everybody okay?
To make this a family situation right now. This ain't got nothing to do with my kids, Nate.
But I'm saying,
to do with it's going down. Cowboys, Eagles. You know what this call is about. Don't you dare ask about my
I
kids.
I just want to get all the formalities out of the way before we come up in there and win by three in the link, and you go home crying to your family.
First of all, let's nip one thing in the bud, okay? Tony Romo's finished. Let's nip that in the bud.
Okay? Hold on a minute, Kevin. Have you seen him play the last 3 weeks?
No, his last 2 weeks have been good. His last 2 weeks have been good.
His last 3 weeks have been good.
No, they won the last 3 weeks. He hasn't had good games all 3 weeks. Last 2 weeks, he had good games.
Are you kidding me? In Kansas City, he had a very good game.
Kansas City!
You lost to Oakland!
Good game in Kansas City.
Hey, Kevin, you lost to the Oakland Raiders.
Raiders.
Okay, first of all, Donovan McNabb is an asthmatic. You don't know that, okay? The air in Oakland is not good for Donovan's his heart. That's what that was about. He had a heart murmur. It was a lot of medical things that went on. Y'all don't know those facts. Don't bring Oakland up, okay? Last week, we dismissed that Oakland game by destroying the who? Who did we destroy last week?
The hapless Giants. Cripple, hurt, no defensive rush. That's who y'all beat.
We ran through them. And that's, if we do that to the Giants, what do you think we'll do to the Cowboys?
We have better corners. We have better corners. We have better. We will. Deshaun Jackson and that little kid Macklin y'all got out from Missouri who don't really know anything, y'all are shut down.
He's playing good football. If he doesn't know anything, he's playing great football right now.
Against what secondary? Depleted Giants secondary?
You call them what you want. Were they depleted their first 5 games they won? No, they weren't. They were being talked about. Oh, my God, this team looks amazing. The Giants are incredible. But then we go and put our foot in their behind, and now all of a sudden the secondary is depleted. They don't have a defense. No, we're that good. We have improved. We're getting better as the game goes on. And Deshaun Jackson might be Pro Bowl ready this year.
I wish I had that clip where I heard you last year saying, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to ride with the Eagles this year. Now it's we? Is we all of a sudden?
First of all, I've never said that. Have I ever said that? Play the clip. I've never said that, okay? I'm an Eagles fan for life.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I know that noise. I do it every time I call. Now, I can admit my noise is a little confusing.
Right.
I don't know if it's an eagle or a bird.
Right. It's same thing, just a bigger one.
Kevin Hart, actor, comedian here with us on Galloway and Company on 103.3 FM ESPN. He is a diehard Eagle fan, and he does hate the Cowboys. Wow. Whatever they play, he always joins us right here on the program. Now, Kevin, before we really get into Cowboys and Eagles, as you and Nate have already kind of slightly just delved into it.
Cowgirls.
Now, look, dude, play nice, all right?
I'm just telling you, I don't call them cowboys, cowgirls.
Now, Roy Williams had some problems with his family in Philadelphia last year when they were wearing cowboy gear and Cavs refused to pick them up and things like that. Describe the 700 level, because you've been going there forever. And was it your brother or somebody wore a Redskins uni when you guys were playing the Redskins?
My brother.
Was it your brother? Yeah, tell that story.
Jersey. He almost got stick beat.
for cowboy fans going up, and look, you don't want anybody getting hurt. This is why you wear black. Just go neutral colors.
Neutral.
Explain what happened to your brother.
This is, first of all, this is all jokes aside, all right? Philadelphia, we're crazy. I've talked about this before. It's not a joke. We don't have any sense there. We're diehard fans, okay? My brother, he's from Philadelphia. He's a Philadelphia native, and he knows this. But instead of listening and doing what he should have did, he decided to be a Redskins fan like he is and wear Redskins paraphernalia to the game. And doing that, on the way to the game, they start booing my brother first. You know, it got ugly on the way. You know, boo, boo. And that's what I told him, I said, dude, maybe you should just take it off. It's kind of getting scary. Because at the end of the day, I'm with you. You're my brother, but I'll leave you. That's what I had to tell him to sink in. Like, dude, I will run, you know, or turn on you. I'll help them just so they don't hit me. He said, man, they ain't going to do nothing, whatever. When I say these people start throwing stuff at my brother, throwing drinks on his jersey, like, and acting like it was an accident, spilling stuff. That's what they do. Like, this guy had popcorn and bears. Oh, I'm sorry, bears on my brother's jersey. And you can fight. You can try to argue back. But at the end of the day, they're going to beat you up. And then they'll go in jail, and they'll get applauded by it. Now, if you're in a Cowboys uniform, I don't mind. You deserve to get stick beat or hit the back of the head with a soft peach. That's what I would do. Nate, if I see any of your people go to the game with Cowboys paraphernalia on, I'd be the first one to throw a sour plum at one of their faces. Because that's what they deserve.
But look out, stay all my people my size, so they'll try to turn around and catch it and eat it, what? So you can do what you need.
Kevin, I mean, look, what is it about you Northeasterners that it all has to resort to violence?
Because we have nothing left. What do you mean? We're losing. We ain't won a Super Bowl in how many years? What do you mean? Why does it resort to violence? In anything. If you're in Philadelphia, if you lose in anything, the only thing that you're supposed to do is fight. Okay? When I lose in kickball, badminton, ping pong, I got nothing left. I lost. It's time to fight. And if I lose the fight, then I got to give you the overall win. At the end of the day, we're scrappers, man. That's honestly probably why we lost to Oakland, because they're the same. Oakland fights too.
25 seconds left. Fourth quarter. 35-yard field goal. What do you do? 3-0. You're walking out deflated, and all you see is Eagle fans. Are you going to fight each other?
don't hit me with metaphors. Okay? I don't want to hear no metaphors.
Hey, Kevin, I have a serious question for you.
Go ahead.
I know you're not in a serious mood, nor is Nate, but you know what? I enjoy the trash talk between Cowboy fans and Eagle fans. I truly, it entertains me, especially some of the stupid stuff you say. I laugh at you, not with you. Just at times, Kevin. But dead serious, do you trust your team right now? Because Cowboy fans are starting to trust this team on a 3-game win streak with a win over Atlanta and a beatdown, over Seattle. Do you trust your Philadelphia Eagles right now?
Honestly, this is me. This is me being 100% serious. I think right now we're playing really good football. I'm gonna tell you why I don't mind the loss to Oakland. I'm gonna tell you what the loss to Oakland did. The loss to Oakland basically gave us a wake-up call. It gave our team a wake-up call. It gave our defense a wake-up call. It also gave our offense and Donovan McNabb a wake-up call. That regardless of what the media says, we're not a body. You got to go and play football on a week-to-week basis, and you got to play to win. And I think since that game, we've woken up. We're playing really good football, man. Like, for years, our team hasn't been. We're not a high pursuit offense. We're scrappers. You know, we're 7 yards here, 8 yards here. Maybe a long bomb every once in a while. Our defense wins games for us the majority of the time. Then our offense picks up the slack. But we get the job done with scrappy effort. And I think right now, we're actually playing really good football. We are. I wish that we could find a way to use Michael Vick a little more, though. I don't like the fact that he's on the sideline and you're literally seeing
DeSean Jackson's your guy. Don't even worry about Michael Vick.
You know, and I agree with you there. I think defense and special teams are going to win these games, Kevin, man.
That's what I mean. I can admit that.
Yeah.
Our offense is not what gets the job done for us in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you know, we do have some times where we get some spectacular plays. I mean, like you said, DeSean Jackson has been showing up unbelievably. But if you look at it, it's a reverse play, and DeSean is broken. You know, he's going 75 yards for a touchdown. Or it's a fake, and it's a double reverse, and then we throw a bomb to somebody. Our offense is very tricky when we do have successful drives. Other than that, I look at our defense to win games. Defense and special teams. And we got Westbrook possibly coming back, so I'm happy.
The text toy also says, hey, Kevin, you may fight in the stands, but down here in Texas, we fight with guns. Just remember that.
Okay, listen. That's what they say. Texas has not been the same. Y'all haven't been the same with guns that y'all used to be. Yeah, it used to be a little threatening. It used to be. I ain't gonna lie. There was a point in time in Texas where you didn't want to argue with anybody because you knew they all had guns. That's how I'm dope.
Hey, by the way, I got an argument with my wife the other night. Well, next time we talk, I need advice on how to win that argument, okay? I know you have some.
What I do is I hit my woman, but I put Neosporin on my hand first. That way, when you hit her, you heal her at the same time.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Don't say that, man.
That is so wrong. People are going to think you're serious, man, because you're an Eagle fan.
Yeah, please don't say that. But you know what? You know what, Kevin? Kevin? All I got to say is this is how y'all going to sound Sunday. You're going to start strong like, and it's going to fade to, y'all gonna choke,
can
bro.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes, sir.
Are the cheerleading uniforms that your cheerleaders have, when do the players start wearing those?
Oh.
Like, the guys on your team, do y'all, like, as far as the pom-poms and the skirts and stuff?
Never.
Why are y'all playing brawls? That's what y'all should play. The Cowboys should play in brawls. Brazil.
Kevin, get ready for a butt kicking on Sunday night, okay?
I can't believe that you guys honestly believe it. That's the funny thing. Yeah. You really, like, deep down inside, you both know that right now the Eagles are a better team than the
Cowboys. No, I don't believe it. One bit. We'll talk more about it.
If you depend on you Michael
later,
Vick,
I'll call you later
on
the end. Give me one good parting shot, Kevin. We got to run. Go ahead.
My parting shot is that I don't need to have a parting shot because I'll let my team speak for themselves on Sunday. And when we win, I expect to have a phone call from Nate to me simply telling me, Kevin, you know what? You are the bigger and better man. Not literally, but...
Either way, we talk next week. Nate gets to gloat, you get to gloat, one of you. Kevin, have a great weekend, man. God, you're killing me with that, Nate. Kevin Hart, actor, comedian, Eagle fan, here with us on Galloway & Company. We switch gears from Eagles and Cowboys to college football. Reese Davis, you won't believe his upset special of the week, and it's coming up right after SportsCenter.